name is Alex McDonald. I'm the Irish support worker here at Arlington House, which is a very large hostel in Camden Town, London. There's over 400 people living here in single rooms, all of them men over the age of 25. All of them come from a homeless background. They've arrived here homeless and vulnerable. And over 30% of them are Irish. Now the Irish, when you look at that figure and you compare it to the 8% Irish in the general Camden, the London Borough of Camden, you'll notice that that's a very, very high figure. They're very, very much Irish, very, very much overrepresented in the homeless population. And there's a number of reasons for that. The whole emigration experience back in the 40s and 50s, a lot of people came over here. They had to leave home. They had to leave home for economic reasons. They came over here to raise money for their families to send back. They often fell on hard times. They were working in the construction industry, which was notoriously casual. People didn't have employment for life, or they didn't have any. Often they weren't working without any kind of official recognition. They weren't working on the cards, as they say. So they were actually receiving no benefits later on. They're afraid to actually engage with society at all after they could become too old or too ill to carry on working. This often happened when they were in their 40s and 50s. And so we've actually got people here now who are past their working lives at 40 and 50 because of the physical draining and deterioration on their bodies after so many years of hard work here in Britain. And there's other problems. There's mental health problems. There's problems to do with dependency on alcohol. That's a kind of social problem which was attendant with the whole casual work situation a lot of them came up with. They had nowhere to live. They had nowhere permanent to live. They didn't put down any roots. The whole social and cultural life took place in the pub. What happens now, a lot of people are drinking cans on the street because it's cheaper, and they get into a lot of serious health issues related to very strong lagers and very, very strong ciders, and the health problems that arise from that, and also mental health problems. A lot of it's damaging to the brain as well. This affects every homeless person, but because there's so many more Irish people, it affects them disproportionately to any other group in society. They're the kind of problems we've also seen younger people arriving now who've maybe had a different experience of emigration, but it hasn't been any more successful than their previous counterparts, and actually it's affecting them younger. They're actually coming over here, find themselves homeless very quickly, ended up in a place like this. They might be arriving here with drug problems, they might be coming from care homes, they may have suffering from family breakup. Their whole families may come over here. The younger people will end up in somewhere like this. A lot of them, the parents end up, the mothers end up in refuges, the whole families can be spread out. We've had numerous situations like that. It's also people from the north of Ireland who've been excluded by paramilitaries. A lot of them end up in places like this as well. They've got nowhere to go. Their own communities don't want to deal with them anymore. We're talking about a whole massive range of very, very serious social problems in this one big building, which is, as I say, the biggest one of its kind in Europe.
Get that last bit.